T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
80 WAOK. Welcome to the movement on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
A long time ago in the 40s, Dizzy and Bird gave us this song. They called it a night Tunisia, and the melody still lingers on.
Here you go. Yeah. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. It's your brother, Slaughter. Up in here getting it, because I'm supposed to do it like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. That's some Chaka Khan. Night in Tunisia. Classic jazz. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 404-892-2703 is the number. In the studio with me, this brother is a phenomenal writer and director who writes to uplift, motivate, and elevate. He answers his calling and fulfills his purpose by utilizing his gift of writing to address issues he observes in culture. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, please put your hands together for my dear brother, Asar Freeman. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my honor, brother. It's my honor. It's my honor. Let's try to get things up and get it moving, man. This radio, man, I got to get it.
Let's get it.
Sure. And we're expecting another guest who was connected with this project to be up in a moment. So, you know, folks got to do what they got to do. Blackbird's Melody.
Yes, sir.
This is a piece that I take it that you wrote this piece?
Yes, sir.
And you were directing this project?
Yes, sir, that is true.
Talk about, it's a hip-hop musical stage play, and this is Hip-Hop Appreciation Month.
Yes, sir.
So it's a good, you see, sis looking at me like, how he know that? He got gray hair on his face, how he know? Yeah, it's Hip-Hop Appreciation Month, and I'm glad that you are here. Tell us about Blackbird's Melody.
Okay.
The hip hop musical stage play.
The hip hop musical stage play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a musical of self discovery, which shines light on mental illness.
Okay.
HIV, AIDS, Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
And what we wanted to do was speak to social issues within our community, within our culture, but do it in an entertaining manner.
Okay.
With Blackbird's Melody, we have a blend of not just hip-hop music, but we have rhyming, song, spoken word, but it's all put together to where you just have a flow from beginning to end. It's a very exciting show.
Well, that's what hip hop is. You
yes,
know,
sir.
It's about the flow. It's about making the flow flow and making it come together and stick together and cohere. And the thing I love about hip hop is that you take a medium or an instrument or an implement and use it for in a way other than which it was originally designed to be used.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
So, actually, Blackbird's melody is hip-hop.
Yes, it is.
Personified.
Yes.
I see it. We have a special guest that has joined us in the studio. She ain't got no headphones, but, you know, she can still talk. This sister is the executive producer and co-director of yes. Blackbird's Melody. She's a vocal artist, a choir director, and it's not, we don't do the E-E-S-S no more. It's O-R. Everybody get the O-R now. She's a choir director, a praise and worship leader, an actress, and a valuable resource to many. And she, again, is the executive producer of Blackbird's Melody. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for Arlena McDew.
Good morning, sis.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing
excited
good.
Excited to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
And you got a magnificent smile as well.
Thank you so much.
It is early in the morning, man. Ain't nobody around here smiling. I'm glad you brought a smile in the studio.
Thank you so much.
So, Asar, and also there's a cast member that is with us. Tell us your name, sis.
Kayla McDew.
Kayla, oh.
This is my daughter, yes, yeah, my
okay.
only daughter.
It all makes sense. Now, and yeah, that's why y'all over there looking like each other. Okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
404-892-2703. Blackbird's Melody. Where did the idea for Blackbird's Melody come from?
Initially, I wrote the screenplay for it because I write movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea stems from watching my sons. I have four daughters.
Okay.
And of course, we live in a culture where our young black males and young black females are at a disadvantage.
Yes.
So looking at them, I wanted to come up with a concept where I could write that told their story.
Mm-hmm.
So just watching my sons and my daughters, I came up with Blackbird's Melody, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
A friend who is in hip hop, her name is Kelly Glow.
Mm-hmm.
She's a phenomenal performer herself.
Mm.
She came to me and was like, "How about we do a hip hop opera style stage play?"
Okay.
I said, "Well, you know what? How about we blend Blackbird's Melody into it?" So what I did, I went back and rewrote it and put it in play form.
Mm-hmm.
And what we got out of it was a unique story about a young man who lost his parents and pretty much takes over the responsibility of his household.
Okay.
But in that musical journey, he has to deal with Black Lives Matter. He has to deal with police brutality, HIV, AIDS, and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
as well as mental illness.
So just basic black life.
Exactly.
And it makes no difference where you fall economically. Those issues impact black people no matter what. So this
right.
is a piece that's for everybody in our community.
Yes, sir.
I see you. I feel you. Arlena, what made you want to get behind this thing and push it?
Well, we are family. We are blood. This is my cousin by blood.
Okay.
Mr. Asar Freeman, he's my cousin. So,
yeah, he don't look as good as the other side of the family. He's a cool brother, but you know what I'm saying.
Thank you. So, yeah, he's always been a phenomenal writer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything and every thing that he's ever written, he always bring it to me first for some odd reason.
Okay.
They say I have this mind's eye
okay.
that can go far.
Okay.
So, but he brought it to me, and I read it over. Everything that he writes is just plain old phenomenal. So I've always backed him in anything that he has done
mm-hmm.
as far as co-directing or whatever he needs me to do, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to do it because he has a wonderful vision. And this thing right here and amongst with other things that he has,
mm-hmm.
just out of the water. It's out mm-hmm. of the water. And I trust and believe.
Walking on top of the wall.
Oh, yeah, walking on top of the wall. Just a phenomenal writer he is. And I believe myself in backing real, backing truth, backing a lot of things that we need to get out to the people. Mm-hmm. And his vision, I believe in his vision, and I follow it.
I feel you. 404-892-2703. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to continue with a member of the cast, the writer and director, as well as the executive director of the hip-hop musical stage play Black Bird's Melody. It's going down 6 p.m. starts up at the Fountain of Hope. That's 829 Hollywood Road. Man, in the 30318, baby. You know I love that's where, when I first moved to Atlanta, boy, that's where I used to kick it very hard.
Yes.
So that's my part of the city, baby. If you don't know nothing about it, if you don't know nothing about the 30318, don't worry about it. Just you know what I'm saying? Pack your situation and get on over there. 404-892-2703 is the number. I look forward to talking with you. This second hour is in the can. And I got callers that are standing by as well. Of course, I'm coming to you. But listen to Chaka Khan just for a minute. See how she funked that jazz thing up, man.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's hip hop. You know what I'm saying? 404-892-2703 is my number. I'm your brother. And I'll be black when I get back with more of this thing. Don't call the movement. Don't you go anywhere. Stay with me. Don't leave me. Second hour's in the can, man. It's Black Talk, hard way. News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Whitley.
And I'm David Arnold. Why you sound like that?
That's what I like. That's why we on the radio.
Just tell them what you listen to.
I listen to my boy. Why he got doctor in front of his name? Dr. F. Keith Slaughter on
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Your brother, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter. Up in here getting it. Kicking off this third hour of Intelligent Black Talk Radio. Jazzy Thursday. Yep. Okay. 404-892-2703 is the number. In the studio with me, a member of the cast of the hip hop musical stage play Black Bird's Melody, as well as the writer and the executive producer, are all in the studio with us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, baby sister MacDoo.
Yes, sir.
So, tell me about the role that you play in the play.
I play the little sister of Bird.
Uh-huh.
My name is KK. I play her.
Yeah, you know, I grew up down the street from a girl named KK. KK Hoy.
Mm-hmm. You remember the name.
That.
You remember. Yeah, man. She had a brother
KK
named
got
Cal.
Your heart.
What was it like for you? Because you're a young person. What was it like for you being involved in this hip hop musical stage play?
Well, I like stuff like Black Power, and I love to speak out for the community, for Black community, mm-hmm. because, yeah, I'm Black, and and I just love to show people the positive part of Black people because they don't normally see that.
Yeah.
They don't normally see us killing each other mm-hmm. or us getting killed. It's just, I like to see the positive. I like to do positive things in the Black community.
Yeah. You know what? Just to hear you say that, it's just so encouraging. It's so encouraging, and it lets me know that the person sitting to your left and across from me did the work.
Mm-hmm.
She put in the work.
Thank you.
And I know that you. I know that you're proud just to hear those words come
yes.
from her mouth.
Yeah, she's always been like this.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We around here, we ball our fists up and hold it over our head, and we can't hold it over our head. We put it in our pocket and it still be balled up.
Right. She
right.
loves, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she loves her culture. And growing up, I didn't really necessarily let them watch the news okay. like that because the positive stuff start fading off the news. So she's very involved in her community school, you know, Tri-Cities High School.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she graduated from the arts. So
okay.
She just graduated this year
okay.
In the arts and music. So she's a phenomenal, my only daughter. I love her.
Okay.
And she does a phenomenal job in the play.
I know how it is that you mm-hmm. we be loving your kids, mm-hmm. you know, and you almost be ashamed to love them. You love them so much because you don't want them to know, you know, because if they know, then well, ain't no telling what they'll do then. But, you know, but I think that kind of goes back to our experience as you know, as being enslaved persons,
mm-hmm.
we didn't want our children to think that they were great because they might shine too brightly. And if they shine too brightly, then they would attract the attention of those who wanted to kill their shine.
Well, no. Right. I've always been a mother of you shine as bright as you want to
that's
shine.
And that's a beautiful yeah. thing. That's what we got to learn. Mm-hmm. And I think that's and I think that comes through.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
With baby girl. So Blackbird's yeah. melody. Who is Bird? And where he come from? Because you born and raised in the A, right, bro?
Yes,
right,
sir.
Brother. Sorry. Okay. So who is Bird? I mean, you know, for real.
I'm Bird.
You Bird.
Okay. The brother, right?
We all Bird.
Bird personality. His character represent all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It represents the choices that I've made in my past that maybe you have made in your past, choices that Alina has made in her past.
Mm-hmm.
So when we speak of Bird, every male, every female can identify with who Bird is and what Bird has to deal with in our Black culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's basically.
So it's kind of a composite character.
Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely.
All right, kind of pulled together from different things that you've seen and different things that you've experienced.
Exactly.
In this beautiful city called A.
That is. Well, period. One mm-hmm. of the things that I identify with, I can identify with all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my dad when I was 15. He died in my arms.
Oh,
so I can identify with a young Black male who's had to deal with that situation.
Mm.
And I was told that, you know, when you go through traumatic situations
mm-hmm.
or experiences, mm-hmm. you can stop growing at that point.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And in our society, there are a lot of Black males who have had, for one way or another,
It's called arrested development.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know, and they're dealing with issues that, you know, we don't like to talk about, we don't like to address. And as men, you know, that ego gets in the way, that pride gets in the way and be like, I'm all right.
And this whole fake hyper-masculinity, you know, machismo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They get us thinking that manhood is something that it ain't.
Exactly. You know, so we end up making choices, you know, based off of that. And that's what Bird does. That's what Bird represent. That's what the cast represent. Kayla, playing KK, and she is phenomenal. Each character brings light to a situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, KK character being the little sister, having to deal with the loss of her parents. She goes through her own issues, you know, mm-hmm. while trying to, you know, deal with her brother.
Figure it all out.
Try to figure it all out.
All right, we'll be back in a minute with more of this thing called The Movement. Don't y'all go nowhere. The cast, the director, the executive director, and the writer of Blackbird's Melody is in the studio. This is The Movement. Talk 1380, WAOK, the voice of the community. This is one of my jams right here. Here you go, you ready? That's some Cameo right there. Many people don't know that's Cameo, and that's jazz. You know what I'm saying? It's no words, just music. 404-892-2703 is my number. In the studio with me. Cast and director and writer and executive producer of Blackbird's Melody. So one of the things that I noticed, Brother Asar, is that, and I looked at this, I've been talking about this because this film had a serious impact on me, and it's the film that I'm speaking of is out on Netflix. Dolemite.
Okay.
Right. With Eddie Murphy and as Rudy Ray Moore and a whole bunch of more beautiful black people. And what Dolemite or Rudy Ray Moore did, and what came out in the film, was that he intentionally created content for black consumption.
Right.
He was not interested in if one white person viewed his work.
Right.
He was only concerned about providing entertainment content for his people.
Right.
So, but what I see happening in the, quote, industry, unquote, is that people attempting to create a scenario of mass appeal.
Mm-hmm.
They want the white dollar. They think that the white dollar is, I don't know, greener than the black dollar. I don't know. I don't know what folks really think.
I don't know. Right.
But when you write when you create your product, what's going on in your mind? Who in your mind is your audience, and who are you attempting to pull in to the work that you're doing?
Well, I have to be honest. It's always been my black people, mm-hmm. my people. You know, you first have to identify with yourself. And I've
Thank
always,
you.
You know, growing up, what's the saying? The house that's burning on is one house burning on the block.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody is concerned about all the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't be concerned about the other houses. I can only be concerned about the house that's burning right now. I know you don't want the other houses to catch fire, but mm-hmm. I need to put this fire out.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, my people, my culture is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a statistic that says 45% of black males will go to prison in a lifetime as opposed to 5% white.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an issue for me. That's a problem with me mm-hmm. because that's my sons, my mm-hmm. daughters, my grandsons, my granddaughters.
And so, yourself.
And myself.
Why are you playing? Because these police will beat you up, whoop you, shoot you. I was looking at I saw this documentary last night, man. We showed the documentary at our church, mm-hmm. The Emmanuel 9. And one of the things that they showed was, and I had even forgotten about this, at the same time, in the same like 2 week time span, 2-3 week, 4 week time span,
mm-hmm.
was when the police shot Walter Scott in the back. And then a couple of weeks later, and this was in Charleston, then a couple of weeks later, then here comes the murder, the execution of 9. Mm-hmm. And what it brought back to the front of my mind is that ain't none of us safe,
no.
You know? And it makes me think about the psychological impact of walking through life feeling unsafe.
My.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So Blackbird's melody, I think, could have the impact of being therapeutic.
Yes.
For us, so we can see our story being told. Mm-hmm. And it helps us to understand that, you know, we ain't crazy. Ain't nothing wrong with us. There is a group of people who are focusing their ire, their anger, their aggression on us.
Right.
And what makes it so crazy is that we can't figure out why they doing it, other than we great.
And yes, we are. Yes, we are. And mm-hmm. and the thing about Blackbird's melody, it represents the two Americas, you know, and mm-hmm. it brings light to, look, there are two Americas here in America. There's mm-hmm. one for everybody else, mm-hmm. and there's one for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to start identifying with what's really going on with us, because mm-hmm. we have to heal, you know.
Right.
And the way you change culture, you know, it's about us changing our culture, elevating our culture, mm-hmm. and changing how we see things and how we do things. But we have to identify with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And those issues, we have to start taking care of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Blackbird's melody does. It allows you to see yourself. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter who you are, who she is, what you've been through. Mm-hmm. Blackbird's melody touches on anyone can identify with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that will allow you to heal, mm-hmm. you know, by understanding. Sometimes it's all about having an understanding.
Yeah. So it's a book. Let me see. the Bible. says something about
right.
in all you're getting.
Getting understanding.
Right. Right.
No doubt. So, Sister Arlena.
Yes, sir.
You're the executive producer. What, in the capacity or as it relates to a hip-hop musical stage play,
mm-hmm.
let's just say Blackbird's Melody, for example.
Yes, for example.
Okay.
Yes.
What does an executive producer do?
Ooh, I wear a lot of hats concerning mm-hmm. Blackbird's. I do a lot more than just executive producer as far as Blackbird's Melody is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, executive producers, all they do is give the money. Basically, mm-hmm. the financial backing.
And you did that.
I do. And
yes.
I saw over here just nodding like, yeah.
But a lot more comes with my particular job. My sons, I have four boys.
Okay.
Two of which are the music producers behind the music in the play. The music is throughout the play, and that's what's so unique about this particular play.
Mm-hmm.
Asar wanted to implement music throughout so it never stops.
Okay.
So you're going to always hear the music, and you know what music do. And music is a voice all in itself.
Yes.
So that's a whole nother entity within Blackbird's Melody that takes Blackbird's Melody to a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
So
not only did you provide the money, you provided the Negroes.
Yes, it's a musical family. We are a musical family. That's the thing.
Right.
We have been blessed, so blessed to have this talent from his dad to him to me to my grandmother, who used to travel with Edmund Patterson.
With Edmund Patterson,
On W-A-O-K,
you know. Edmund Patterson.
And all of that stuff. So myself being of music and, you know, just implementing it and bringing it all together to make this phenomenal show.
Well, tell me how people can get tickets to this show.
You can call 404-492-3544. That is my personal number. You will get to talk to me, myself.
Executive producer.
I will direct you how to get tickets. It's only $25. Mm-hmm. December the 7th, of course. And that's how you get in.
A lot of stuff going on December 7th. Mm-hmm. That was my daddy's birthday.
Your daddy? Ooh,
yeah, that would be my daddy's birthday. Mm-hmm. December 7th. You're going to be at Fountain of Hope.
Yes.
That's at 829 Hollywood Road. That's in Atlanta. 30318 in Northwest Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need tickets, you need details, dial 404-492-3544. And you can get advance tickets through Cash App. What's the Cash App?
That is Van Eric. That's it. $ Van Eric. V-A-N-E-R-I-C.
Okay.
$
Van
and
Eric.
Call that number, 404-492-3544. That is my personal number, and I will direct you how to get tickets. And you will get your tickets on the spot.
All right, there you go. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, please put your hands together for the writer, the executive producer, the director, and cast of Blackbird's Melody, a hip-hop musical stage play.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for coming through. Thank you, Asa.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alina. Thank you, baby girl.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all for coming through.
Thank you,
sir. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour, man. This third hour of Intelligent Black Talk Radio. We'll be back when we get back with more. Don't you go anywhere. I then move, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.